The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Houston Methodist, leading medicine, and by Reliant. Want flat electricity costs? Call 1-866-RELIANT for the Reliant Predictable 12 Plan. PUCT number 10007.
Happy New Year and welcome to the first 2015 edition of Texans Extra Points. My name is Drew Doherty. We've got a fun show for you today. We're going to look back at the season that was, and we're going to do so with a couple of stone-cold football-talking gangsters in Mark Vandermeer and John Harris, voice of the Texans, Texans analyst, two-thirds of the Texans radio sideline experience on game day. Good to see you both.
Is that gangstas or gangster? Whatever.
I'm going to let you and I'm going to let you decide on that, okay. The viewer. So either way, we're going to get back to that in just a bit. We got to cover what happened the week before this show. So, you know, the last 6-7 days. And obviously the Texans wrapped up the 2014 campaign with a victory, and they did so to finish 9-7. They took care of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And hey, when you finish the way you do, not much else needs to be said.
To end on a winning note, I think for these guys and what they did and how they came together this year with the coaching staff, it's good to end on a winning note.
The greatest player in franchise history, Andre Johnson, had, well, an Andre Johnson-like day. It was vintage Dre. He caught a touchdown. He had 100 yards receiving, and it was what you want to see from the guy who hadn't been able to do that all season.
Just was really good to see him go out on a winning note today, you know, and as far as the end of the season here and score a touchdown, just can't say enough about Andre.
When I woke up this morning, you know, that was the first thing I said. I was just like, you know, I'm going to go out here and enjoy every moment.
Case Keenum was the guy throwing the ball to Johnson on Sunday, and he was the fourth quarterback all season to see, meaningful snaps at the quarterback position for the Texans. But for 2015, that discussion a little bit too premature.
You know, are we going to draft a quarterback? Are we looking at a quarterback in free agency? Does a quarterback here that we have here on our roster now, is he the quarterback? You know, so these are all discussions that we haven't even had yet because we've been concentrating on trying to win games. But, you know, I think you'll see soon enough what our plan is there.
I believe the same thing I've always believed, you know, that I can play in this level and succeed.
You don't know what's going to happen from here on out. You just kind of, put your head down and keep doing your job.
And finally, with 3 sacks, one of them for a safety, a forced fumble, and all sorts of other plays in the backfield, J.J. Watt had another J.J. Watt performance, and it capped off a season in which he's going to be a very serious contender for the MVP.
What can you say? I mean, it's got to be one of the best of all time.
There's been a lot of great football players in this league, and there's been a whole lot of great defenders in the league, and to be able to do something that none of them have ever done is pretty unbelievable.
The guy played phenomenal, man. The guy was, you know, unstoppable all year, and it's consistent.
All right, we have much more to say about J.J. Watt throughout this show, and we're going to do that with guys like John Harris, the sideline reporter on Texans Radio. You also do a lot of writing for us. You do the Telestrator. And Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans. But, guys, let's rewind to this time 1 year ago. Blackness, 2-14. But help was on the way. Bill O'Brien was coming to town. I'm not going to say miraculous, the turn of events, but pretty close, right?
I guess you could say that. It's tough for me to say anything. Everybody knows how I feel about Bill. Bill and I have known each other for a long time. So when I knew he was coming here, I knew things were going to happen. And I was hoping that positive things were going to happen. And I know there was that rough stretch in the middle of the season. But to close with 4 out of 5 wins, with Case Keenum getting 2 wins, to really get some momentum going into the offseason, the year that J.J. Watt had, I think we can look at the season as being, as he put it, progress. That's what it is. Because there's one goal, and that's a championship. And until you get to that goal, everything else is just progress to that goal.
Mark, you're in a very unique position because you were on the private plane that went to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania to pick O'Brien up and bring him here to town. You had a lot of FaceTime with the head coach.
Yeah.
And then throughout the season, the offseason as well, you talked with him. Reflect back in just this short little time here on TV about what happened with the Houston Texans in the span of a year.
Yeah, unfortunately for him, he had to spend about 3 hours with me on the plane. So we survived that. He survived that. And so I did a lot of talking, asked a lot of questions. Look, Bill O'Brien was the number one candidate out there when the Texans went looking for their next head coach. And you have to credit Bob and Cal McNair for going out and making sure they got him, because that was key. It was their biggest offseason acquisition. there's nothing more important in this league than coaching. I think it's even more important than quarterback. You've got to have a good coach. And I think it proved itself this year with them going 9-7 with four quarterbacks. Bill O'Brien comes in, reestablishes winning culture. They only have their fourth winning season in franchise history, but it's three out of the last 4 years now. So they bounce right back. Not the bounce they wanted, like John said, but it's a bounce and it's a step in the right direction.
Now, the head coach doesn't just deal in X's and O's. He's got a lot of peripheral stuff that he has to deal with. You could, in O'Brien's case, talk about the Andre Johnson offseason. You could, you know, discuss the four different quarterbacks he had to use, not seeing Jadeveon Clowney for a whole bit of time. What was most impressive to you with what O'Brien was able to accomplish this season?
Well, I think the way the players rallied after the Indianapolis game, because he talked about it all week, as he should have. It's a playoff game. We got to win this game. It's a playoff game. Got to win this game. And then they didn't. And Mark and I talked about it on the plane ride home and thought, boy, the next two games, it's Baltimore. Oh, gosh, this is not going to be good. Then they played, I thought, the most complete game they played all year long against Baltimore, and then held on and played really well against Jacksonville. Just couldn't extend the lead enough, do enough offensively to get the win against Jacksonville. But to me, it was that game against Baltimore where I said, this guy's got their full and utmost attention. And then in the locker room at the end, where everybody's clearing out the lockers, when they're all asked a question, unrestricted free agents, guys could sign anywhere else, and they said, we want to be here. This is where we want to be. That's a huge sign.
Mark, very briefly, what do you think? Yeah.
What he said.
Well, what he
you
said.
No, the last two games were a masterpiece of coaching with they did with Keenum and everything like that, being able to win those last two winning seasons. That was the best part of it.
All right, we're going to go inside the locker room and see what O'Brien said to his troops after that final win. It's exclusive footage that you're not going to get anywhere else. But coming up next, J.J. Watt, wow. What a 2014 for number 99. We'll get into what he did and what's coming next for him in the years to come. Don't go anywhere. Texans Extra Points rolls on just a bit.